Hello, everybody, and welcome to Milk for the Mind, supplying educational insights for the world outside of the Matrix. Dive deep with me, your host, Brianna, here on Milk for the Mind, where we cover the best segments from spiritualism, Afro-heritage, love and relationships, advice, alkaline dieting and health tips, also a few conspiracies, you know, here and there. We're gonna cover it all. Again, here on Milk for the Mind, supplying educational insights on a world outside of the Matrix. Now, have you ever changed your diet to a healthier one and began to give smart food advice to the next person just for them to say things like, I don't know, maybe, fuck a diet, we all die anyways, or let me eat my junk food in peace? I've even gotten once, I don't know what the fucking alkaline diet is, but I know that food is food and God put all food on this planet to eat. Well, if you have been in these positions, be it the health foodie or the junk foodie, this episode could be educational for you. On today's very first episode of Milk for the Mind, we will be opening the books and talking about alkaline dieting. What is alkaline? What is acid? How to maintain a healthy diet? And three myths that we were taught were facts in school. Because we all should know by now the truth behind America's public and private educational institutes. And if not, stay tuned to this podcast because we're going to speak about it all. Now, giving a little bit background about myself and why I find these topics interesting and how I apply them to my life. Now, me personally, I am on a spiritual journey, on a conquest to become my highest self whilst fulfilling few of my many goals as an educator and as a light worker. Now, my mother and my dad raised me eating whole foods, organic, raw, and electric dieting. So it was never like the concept of everything, you know, was never anything fairly new to me. But once I moved out of my parents' house and went to New York, I kind of retreated back to a, not even back to a, I retreated to a not so organic and not so raw and not so electric food and eating habits. So I was kind of like eating whatever. I don't really eat pork at all. I don't eat pork, shrimp, but I still was eating whatever when it comes to processed foods, these sweets and sugars and everything that's just so tempting. And I have a big sweet tooth. So it's something that it had an effect on me, and my spirit was really out of line during that period of time. So once I reached a certain level of my spiritual journey, I began to spiritually isolate myself, so to speak, and my body and my spirit began to reject certain things that I used to consume. And you know, now here we are. So let's get started. Now, what is alkaline? Alkaline is basically defined as any living organism that contains a pH balance of 7.0 and above. Now, what is a pH balance? What is acid? A pH balance or a pH scale is a measurement of acid or alkalinity in your body. So the pH scale ranges from 0 to 14, 0 being acid and 14 or 7 and up is alkaline, considered alkaline. So anything less than 7 would be considered acid. Anything more than 7 would become or be considered, alkaline. And our bodies actually regulate at a pH level of around 7.35 to 7.45 on the pH scale. Now, with all of this being said, and with the basic definitions of alkaline versus acid and pH balance, I want to talk about where you can find a list or how would you be able to educate yourself more on the foods that are alkaline or that are electric enriched. Now, you can find Dr. Sabi's certified electric food list on my Instagram at Milk for the Mind, or you can go to Dr. Sabi's official website, which is at drsebiselfood.com. Now, let's take a little time to thank the Most High for his people he sends to us on this planet to reach our higher selves and help guide us a little bit in this lifetime. So, if you don't know who Dr. Sabi is, also known as, or his birth name, Alfredo Darrington Bowman, was a self-proclaimed Honduran herbalist, healer, pathologist, and naturalist who he believed all diseases could be cured with a unique vegan diet. He cured patients with AIDS, herpes, leukemia, lupus, and other diseases. He died back in 2016, I believe, in Honduras from supposed, I think it was pneumonia, but that's for a whole different segment. That's for a whole different episode. But this list includes alkaline promoting foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, oils, seasonings, like wild arugula, bell peppers, asparagus, chickpeas, berries, mangoes, figs, seeded grapes, apples, those tiny bananas, which are supposedly the original bananas, thyme, and you know, many more. So I think you should go check that out to try to figure out what you like. Go see if there's anything that you could start to replace, substitute in your day-to-day eating habits. Now, how to substitute junk food, how to incorporate alkaline, and what is considered balance, a balanced diet. Now, I know. Giving up your favorite donut store donuts or your hefty Big Mac with fries, because we all know it's good. Even fixing your sweet tooth will be difficult, right? But guess what? In the end, it's trash. Junk, it's trash. There's no nutrition, there's no energy. Like, you literally gain nothing from eating these processed foods, these processed sugars, bleached produce, GMO created fruits and vegetables, things that are made in a laboratory by man. And you know, you have to come to a point where you want to do better, you want to live better for yourself. And really, the key to maintaining these type of balance is definitely consistency and mindset. I feel like you have to seek balance in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. And you know, it's also good to remember that Rome was not built in a day. So try replacing a bag of those Skittles for a bag of dark chocolate covered almonds or raisins. You know, you can even take a look at the list and pick your favorite fruits, because fruits are naturally sweet. And that's what I personally did. Because I have a really bad sugar tooth, so I loved candy. Skittles, Twizzlers, Sour Patch, all those fake things, those fake foods with no nutrition. And that really kind of spiritually, it kind of takes a toll on your body, really and truly, and it takes away from focus, I believe. I started replacing those sweets with like grapes, strawberries, and when it comes to the grapes, you need seeded. All food, let me tell you guys something. All food and fruits and vegetables, I mean fruits that you eat, should have seeds. Your watermelon should have seeds. Your grapes should have seeds. Your oranges should have seeds. The best oranges that you could eat are actually the sour oranges, and I believe it's another type of oranges that are preferred. But fruits naturally have seeds, so if you're eating a fruit and it doesn't have a seed, guess what? That is genetically modified. That's a genetically modified organism, and it's not real, so there's no nutrition in whatever it is that you're stuffing in your face. A balanced diet supposedly consists of a 60% raw alkaline and a 40% acid-forming food. Again, on my Instagram, I will provide a list of both alkaline versus acid-forming foods. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe to that. Now, in the end, when it comes to maintaining these type of balance, again, it takes mindset, and you have to remember that your goal is to put more energy in your body willfully rather than deplete it. Because when we eat these mouth sugars, I know when you eat like heavy meats and you eat a heavy meal and you eat all this sugar afterwards, you feel like crap. Because I don't know about y'all, but I do. Or you feel tired, or you feel drowsy, or you feel cranky. It's like, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to be bothered. And, you know, it's better to have energy, trousse. So, an alkaline diet, it promotes eating raw, whole foods packed with nutrition while avoiding sweets, alcohol, processed food, and caffeine. We have to also kind of understand we each have different metabolisms, so we should first learn ourselves and eat accordingly in a way to allow our body to operate at ease instead of with disease. And once you start shifting your eating habits, you're definitely, or me personally, in my experience, and people who I surround myself with, because I like to, again, surround myself with people who are either on my same spiritual level or who are above my spiritual level, you know? Because once you shift these eating habits and you really start taking care of yourself, you'll definitely see energy increase, clear thinking, maintenance of certain ideal weights, depending, again, on your metabolism, what weight you want to be. And it's also a great way to help promote the process of alignment with your higher self. You can start small. Try a glass of warm water and lemon in the morning as this starts your energies, you know, moving. Get your gears grinding in the morning. Now, while lemons are acidic in natural form, lemon water is alkaline forming in the body. Exercise, sleep, and working on healing your inner being. These are all ways to, you know, maintain a balanced body. So when you slowly, one by one, you incorporate these steps, you assist elevation, again, into becoming the higher, best version of yourself. Because at the end, guys, that's the end goal. Finding your purpose, becoming the best version of yourself, and living peacefully, having a peace of mind, living free, knowing that you can, how would I say this? Knowing that basically no negative energy can override your positive energy because you know yourself so well. Like, you have to get to a point where you know yourself so well, nothing can knock you down, nothing can shake you. And again, that's another episode, but we're talking about alkaline dieting right now. So let's get into the three common myths we were taught were true in school growing up. Number one, that cow's milk is good for you. Now, instead of promoting bone health, animal protein like milk, cow's milk, goat milk can have calcium leaching effects, which weakens the system more than it strengthens it. I would recommend trying to replace animal milk with an alternative of products like almond milk, quinoa milk, or even hemp milk. Now, not only is cow milk something that is calcium leaching, has a calcium leaching effects, but it's also full of cholesterol, which in summary can kill you. Number two, that our diet is supposed to consist of mainly starchy and grain foods. Now, I know you all remember in second, third grade when we were presented with the food pyramid, we are taught in school that we're supposed to consume more starch and grain rather than fruits and vegetables. Now, the issue with that is that starch spikes blood sugar. It has high carbs, which causes bloating, ladies, which causes hormone dysfunction, and it also causes difficulties in your digestive system. For example, white rice contains arsenic. Google it. Anything white, white bread, white sugar, white rice, shoot, even white castor oil. These are things that are all stripped of their nutrients and most likely bleached. It's the same with noodles. You know, and we gotta remember
that these grain products, they're naturally brown. So when we see that they're stripped of its color and it's white, we know that it can't be too healthy for us, or that it's bleached or something of the sort. It's the same with paper products. Most paper is actually brown, comes from a tree. It's actually brown. So when we see white pads, you know, those are bleached with chlorine. Can mess up your pH balance. There's so many things that we're not really educated on, that we need to start getting smarter, use our resources, and educate ourselves. So I would recommend trying to replace white rice with quinoa or wild rice, and any regular type of noodles with maybe gluten-free spinach noodles or kale noodles. They have, I think, broccoli noodles. I believe broccoli is hybrid, but I'm not really sure. I gotta look that up. But there's different types of things that you could definitely replace with regular noodles. Now, also, when I talked about pads, you could actually get cotton pads or the pads that aren't bleached. So, ladies, you can look that up also. Now, myth number three, starting to wrap this up, that you need meat and that meat is your only source of protein. Now, actually, you can receive the same amount of protein, and actually more, from the veggie section of your local food market. Let's keep it real. Meat nowadays is fake, full of hormones, dyes. Some people have even found parasites in their local steak packs. Meat promotes cancer-forming mucus. It can also increase your risk of heart disease and diabetes. Now, numerous physicians from ED, Erectile Dysfunction Institute, have also said that in their studies that meat contributes to erectile dysfunction. Men, leave the meat. Eat more veggies for this erectile dysfunction. We don't need this. We can't do this over here. We're not doing this. So, also physicians have agreed the best way to prevent artery blockage is to eat high fiber fruits, veggies, and whole grains. Another reason why meat is not too good for you is because it has antibiotic resistance. Lee, if you're sick or something, get took antibiotic, you would be more prone, so to speak. Like, it's a resistance, so it wouldn't really receive, and you wouldn't really absorb the antibiotic like how you're supposed to, it's not that much of a bad thing. But you know, when you're sick and you gotta take these man-made medicines, you gotta do what you gotta do. So I'm gonna wrap up this episode by saying fuck GMO, fuck processed foods and fake sugars, and you know, fuck, actually I shouldn't even finish. Hope you learned from this educational segment episode from Milk for the Mind, providing educational insight on a world outside of the matrix. Join us next episode, where we cover various prompts about life, parents, relationships, the back family structure, and more. Stay tuned. Have a good month. Have a good evening. Have a good morning, whatever time you're listening to this. Stay cool. Later.